On March 24th, voters in West Monroe will select an alderman to replace the late Sam Yeager. Stacey Albritton was appointed by Mayor Dave Norris to fill the unexpired term of Yeager and now seeks the post for its full term. She joins me this morning. And Stacey, first, how did the mayor come across your name as a replacement for Sam Yeager?
When Mr. Yeager passed away, I had read in the paper that there was a 10-day period in which he had to appoint someone. Mm-hmm. It's something I've always wanted to do, had already planned on running in 2014. So I basically called the mayor, made an appointment, presented my resume, and asked for the position.
Become familiar with city government. I'm sure you've been able to formulate some ideas and things that you look forward to things being addressed. What are some of the big items that you see and you hope will move forward should you be elected?
Well, definitely economic development or retail, development at the Ike there on the I-20. That's a huge thing that we need to happen just to keep our sales tax revenue going, because that is, how West Monroe financially stays fiscally in the black. I think another issue is our attractiveness to our first-time impression to visitors to our area, whether it be people coming to the Ike or just family members or just people coming to Antique Alley. But we need to be pretty and attractive so that when they do decide that they may want to move somewhere or locate a business somewhere, West Monroe comes to mind.
You mentioned Antique Alley. You mentioned the Ike. Any other areas of economic development that you would hope to see move forward?
Sure. I'd love for our thoroughfare, like Cypress, the old section of Cypress. There are some nice new businesses and new buildings there, but I'd like to see that to continue to develop, as well as like the Mill Street and the Stella Street area. Those are great locations. They're right off the interstate, right over the bridge from Monroe, and they have a lot of potential.
One of the things that's been going on that we've noticed here recently in the news is infrastructure appears to be an important part of what the city is going through right now. Tell me a little bit about, some of the discussions there as far as some of the work that's being done. Lines, obviously, throughout the city, some of those are being reworked and repaired.
Right. There's several, drainage and sewer and water projects underway. We have, received grants for different things over in the White Columns and Jana Drive area. There's some drainage and flood issues, but that's a grant that has been approved, and it's hopefully something will get started in there this summer. We have just approved the sewer lines from Mill Street to be redone, and it'll be able to be done without tearing up the road, so it won't affect traffic and stuff so much. Fifth Street has a lot of drainage issues. That is actually underway, and it's going to be completely, all the well and water lines underneath are going to be redone, and then it's going to be overlaid.
As far as thoughts and ideas, public works and maintenance, tell us a little bit about your involvement there.
Public Works does a great job. When someone does come to me with a drainage or some type of issue, I contact them and we talk about it, and they're very good at going out and talking to the citizen, the resident, finding out what the issues are and seeing about fixing it.
With you being a business person yourself, have you heard a lot more from private citizens, or have you heard from businesses as you've been campaigning?
Both, actually. Just in my campaigning and walking door to door, I hear a lot from the citizens. And of course, those are residential issues. And then the business people that are supporting me are all about economic development.
Stacey, thanks for joining us this morning. Stacey Albritton is a candidate for the Board of Aldermen for West Monroe, the election coming up March 24th.